This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. President Draupadi Murmu will address the centenary celebrations of the ICAR, National Institute of Secondary Agriculture, NISA, at Namkum in Ranchi today. The President is scheduled to interact with the present and former scientists of the Institute about research and innovation. President Murmu will release special postal cover and postal stamp commemorating 100 years of ICAR, National Institute of Secondary Agriculture. The President will also plant saplings as part of the Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam campaign at the premises of the Institute. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Wardha in Maharashtra today. He will participate in the National PM Vishwakarma program, marking 1 year of progress under PM Vishwakarma. During the program, the Prime Minister will release certificates and loans to PM Vishwakarma beneficiaries. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of PM Mega Integrated Textile Regions and Apparel PM Mitra Park at Amravati, Maharashtra. Later, the Prime Minister will launch the Acharya Chanakya Skill Development Center scheme of Government of Maharashtra. Mr. Modi will also launch Punyashlok Ahilya Devi Holkar Women's Startup Scheme. Under the scheme, early state support will be given to women-led startups in Maharashtra. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will visit Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu from today. This will be the Vice President's maiden visit to the Union Territory. During his tour, the Vice President will inaugurate several key infrastructure and development projects. Today, the Vice President will visit Daman to inaugurate the aviary at Jampur. He will later visit several places in Daman, including the Health and Wellness Center in Jamprin. The Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asserted that the government has decided to uproot Naxalism and the idea of Naxalism from the country before March 2026. Mr. Shah stated this while interacting with around 55 victims of Naxalite violence from Chhattisgarh at his residence in New Delhi today. He said that the center has been successful in ending Naxalism in the entire country except for 4 districts of Bastar. Mr. Shah also appealed to the Naxals to give up violence, lay down arms and surrender. He said that if Naxals don't listen to his appeal to give up violence, then the government will soon launch an all-out operation against them. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will kick off Parivartan Yatra of Jharkhand BJP for Santhal Pargana Division from Bhognadi in Sahibganj district today. On this occasion, he will address a public rally at police lying ground. Later, Mr. Shah will visit Jharkhandi Dham in Giridih district and launch the Yatra for the Dhanbad division and also address a public meeting there. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 3-day visit to the United States beginning tomorrow. The Prime Minister will take part in the Quad Leaders Summit in Wilmington, Delaware. Mr. Modi will also interact with a variety of foreign partners and also with the large Indian diaspora in the U.S. In West Bengal, the agitating junior doctors have announced to partially withdraw their cease work and rejoin emergency and essential services at state-run hospitals from tomorrow, as the state government has accepted most of their demands. The medics have been on cease work for the last 41 days following the rape and murder of a woman doctor at R.G. Card Medical College and Hospital on August 9. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese reached the United States yesterday to take part in the Four-Nation Quadrilateral Summit, scheduled to be held in Delaware on the 21st of September. Talking to reporters in Philadelphia, the Australian Prime Minister said, 4 great democracies, India, Australia, Japan and the United States, are committed to peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific and are driven by the common objectives. Mr. Albanese said he is looking forward to holding discussions with the leaders of the grouping, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The conflict between Israel and Hezbollah has escalated sharply, with both sides exchanging deadly attacks and warning of further retaliation, raising concerns about a potential wider regional war. In response to possible Hezbollah retaliation, the Israeli military has instructed residents in dozens of northern communities to stay near shelters and avoid non-essential outdoor activities. These unusual restrictions were issued after the Israeli force launched one of its large-scale attacks. And that is the end of this news bulletin.